God bless you this wonderful first day of the week. It is a blessing to come to you with a very important and exciting word. And I have been astonished to the lack of knowledge that there is about the war that took place in heaven, about fallen angels, evil spirits, the invisible forces of darkness. And I want to bring some clarity. So this short but productive Bible teaching is titled, There Was a War in Heaven. And that is in the book of Revelation 12. So this war that took place, because there is only two forces, God and the devil. The devil with the D and then evil is the force of darkness, and God is the force of good, love, and power. Now, it's explained in various chapters within the Holy Scriptures, from the Tanakh, the Old Testament, all the way to the book of Revelation. And I'm very quickly trying to bring them together to you so that we can make this clear of what happened and what's going on. There's a lot of people that think there are, well, anyway, this will do away with theories and conspiracies of the like. So first I'm going to take you to the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, and we're going to right here to chapter 14. And Isaiah is given the revelation here. So Isaiah 14 verses 12 onwards. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Now, this is an important scripture verse. What this deals with, why did God the Father, God us, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, why did God cast Satan out of heaven? Heaven is above the earth, right above the firmament, and God cast it. Satan, or his first name was Lucifer, and he was an archangel. I'm going to give you another revelation in a minute from the book of Ezekiel, so don't go anywhere. This is important Bible teaching. Why? See, Satan, Lucifer at the time, one of the three archangels. The other two are Michael and Gabriel, and Lucifer, the third archangel, he became proud and wanted to be worshipped, and he wanted to be like the Most High. He wanted to take God's place. And Lucifer is, of course, the father of pride. And he became so proudful that he wanted to get everybody to worship him instead of God, the Creator. And look what he said. You know, he said all these things against God, and then he said, I will be. See, he even said he will be. He thought he was going to win this war. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit, which is below, right down the earth. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth tremble and did shake kingdoms? So what you understand now is I take the word of Ezekiel, and we have to go to Ezekiel 28. So go to Ezekiel chapter 28, and then verses 13 onwards. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. Watch out. The sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day thou wast created. So remember that Lucifer, there's so much truth and amazing revelation in these scriptures. And every time I read, I get new revelation, and I want to share that with you. Lucifer was created, and this created creature wanted to be like the Creator. He will be like the Creator. He will be like the Most High God. Well, the created can never be like the Creator. Let's make that clear. And so he was just a creation, but he was as you can see, he was in charge of worship, of music, and he was, you know, he had these pipes where obviously music comes out. So he had like, you know, a whole, like an organ type of orchestra built in, and he was beautifully made, created here. It's as it explains here. And it says, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. When iniquity, evil, witchcraft, rebellion was found in him, he rebelled against God by the multitude of thy merchandise. They have filled the midst of thee with violence. Thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee, throw thee out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. He became proud. He became proud and prideful. Because of his beauty, thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground, and I will lay thee before kings, and they may behold thee. And you can do some more reading in that chapter. It's even more. Now, what I need you to understand as well is, because we're talking about evil spirits as well as just the devil, praise the Lord, and you need to understand what's actually going on. So I now take you to where I started with, and you probably have to go back to the beginning. This is a very important short Bible teaching about the war in heaven. And this is the war that took place between. So the first war initiated, the first war started by Lucifer, whose name became Satan when he was cast out. We just got that. So you do have to watch this from the beginning. This is important to understand. As I said in the beginning, I was astonished at the lack of knowledge there is about this war that took place in heaven and what really happened, and how Satan was cast, how Lucifer, whose name changed to Satan, was cast out of heaven into the earth, and what you need to understand about him and evil spirits. Now, so we go to Revelation 12, verse 7. So Revelation verse 12, chapter 12, verse 7. God bless you all for checking in. I really appreciate your comments, your likes, your appreciations. I read it all. I reply as much as I can, and I have so much more to teach you and to encourage you. So let's go back to the topic, continue giving it likes up and comments and shares, because this is important. There was a war in heaven, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, thrown out, kicked out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. There you have it. Very, very important. And we know from another scripture, and I need to be complete, so give me one. I'm back here. That may have cut out, but I'm back here with you. And what I need to tell you, that in Revelation, that same Revelation chapter 12, in verse 4, he said, you know, he was just being called the dragon. And so he was created as Lucifer, as we saw in the account of Ezekiel. I started with Isaiah. I then took you to Ezekiel. I then took you to the revelation of Apostle John. And in Revelation chapter 12, verse 4, it tells you more about this war. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman. That is the third part of the angels. So one third of all the angels that God had created. And this one particular archangel, Lucifer, who was cast out, took one third of the angels were cast out with him. So yes, the devil, Satan, his name became cast out. His name became the devil, Satan, the dragon, was cast out of heaven, never to enter heaven again. But one third of all the angels that God created were cast out with him. And now those fallen angels, those angels that rebelled with Satan against God are now what we know evil spirits. So one third of all the angels that were created became fallen angels, and those are known as evil spirits. And in modern American English, they are known as demons, but prefer the word evil spirits. And those are the invisible forces of darkness that cause havoc, that cause oppression, possession, and all sorts of terrible things. So it's important to understand here from the word of God that there was a war in heaven, and this is exactly how it all came about. And one more time, I say this: I was astonished by the lack of knowledge that there is people that think there are any other beings than, you know, what God has created that we can see, the humans, the animals. I mean, but that in the invisible realm, there really are only the holy angels, the angels that serve the Lord, that serve God, the Creator, and the angels of the Lord encamped round about you. They are there to protect you. God assigns holy angels to protect his chosen, his children. And even if they haven't, if God has called them before off, then so shall there be protection. But the other ones are the fallen angels. Those are evil spirits. And anybody who, you know, works psychics, mediums, and all sorts of people that think they talk to the dead. No, they're not talking to the dead. They're talking to evil spirits. Evil spirits are also coming in the shape of familiar spirits. Familiar spirits are just another form of evil spirits that present themselves as somebody the person is familiar with. So they might come maybe in a dream, for example, in a voice, as a passed on relative, for example. So they pretend to be somebody who has lived, but they are still evil spirits, just pretending. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I did that teaching. You can scroll down and otherwise you can request it again in the comments, and I'll give you the YouTube link, because everything I do here, I put on YouTube as well. The invisible forces of darkness are evil spirits. There is nothing else. And they are subject to the Lord Jesus Christ, his person, his holy name, and not to be afraid of. But they must be cast out of the believer if the believer is plagued or oppressed or vexed by any evil spirit. Then we have the power and the commandment to cast them out in Jesus' name. So they are not to be afraid of. They are to be cast out. It's important to understand that also, that the devil himself, the Lord, and only the Lord Jesus Christ at his second coming will deal with the devil, will deal with Satan, and will throw Satan into the pit, lake of fire. That is all the Lord's battle. Praise God. But when it comes to the evil spirits, the ones that rebelled with Satan against God, oh, then we have authority over them. We have authority over the devil and all his evil spirits. And the Lord told us that in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19. That's our mandate for spiritual warfare. We shall tread, we shall stamp on serpents and scorpions. That's a allegory of evil spirits. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. Behold, I give you power, says the Lord Jesus Christ, over all the power of the devil. So we just need to exercise that power. That's what we need to do. We need to walk in power. We need to walk in authority. And that's a different teaching, and I'm going to go deeper in that soon. This was just a very short exhortation I wanted to do. It also does away with all these conspiracies about aliens and or dead people that are still roaming around. No. If a person is saved but passes away, their soul and spirit go straight to heaven. If it's not saved, obviously, it's going to go to the pits of hell. And that's hence so important to turn away from sin and to turn to the loving Creator and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. So it's not sin that causes people to be, not to enter this wonderful eternity of heaven. But it is denying the cross, because Jesus dealt with sin. Jesus took the sin of us on the cross. He took the death penalty of sin. He took the most horrific, brutal judgment, wrath of God upon himself to deal with sin. But he said, repent, turn away from it and turn to me. With his hands spread wide open, he's still calling on people today to say, come, repent, turn away from sins. I dealt with it. I took the judgment and the death penalty of that judgment of sin upon myself, said the Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope that brings a lot of clarity. Once again, I appreciate your thumbs up and your comments and your shares and your thoughts. All your appreciation is a blessing, and there will be far, there's a lot more coming. I released the other day episode one of a real in-depth Bible series, the Revelatory Bible Studies by myself, Reverend Vincent, Evangelist Vincent. Please check that out if you haven't. Go back to the beginning of this video. This is important. You need to teach this. You need to preach this. You need to understand this. And we thank God. So there's a whole lot more coming. Be encouraged. Be of good faith. Be steadfast in season, out season. The Lord is with you. Continue to step as he steps with you. Continue to move as he'll move with you. In him we live and move. Praise the Lord. So thank you all so much for watching. You can, if you like, you can put on the notifications. You can on your screen somewhere turn on notifications that every time I go live, which is nearly every day, you will be notified straight away. And if you just joined us, then please go back. This short Bible teaching today is about the war that took place in heaven. The first war was instigated by Satan. Can you imagine that? The first war took place in heaven. And who was behind it? It was Satan rebelling against God. With one third of the angels that he deceived, the power of deception that he deceived. And I read the scriptures for you. I'd like you to go back and really study these scriptures for yourself. Ezekiel 28, Revelation 12, and Isaiah, I think it was Isaiah 14, right? Thank you, Lord, for giving me that quickly, that revelation. So those are very important chapters to study. Take that as your Bible study to really get an understanding. And I'm sure you'll get more revelation when you read that word for yourself and you begin to put the puzzle together. And then last but not least, I bless you. I bless you for watching and I thank you. And may the Lord continue to lead you and guide you. And may the favor of the Lord be upon you. May the blessing of the Lord surely overtake you in every way in Jesus' holy name. That's it for me. Thank you. God bless you. I love y'all and I see you tomorrow.